Jekka News, you need to know now.
By 2020, Johannesburg, Polokwane, in Rissenburg 19.
Got a big accident out at Garsfontein Road, and it is Beilekante. We've got a crash on the N1 north before Garsfontein, and another crash on the N1 south at Garsfontein, and daar is opgehoop te verkeer.
Die Suid-Afrikaanse Nasionale Weermag het bevestig 'n soldaat is dood in die Madimbo-gebied in Limpopo. Soldaat Xavier Reinhardt is Sondag dood aangetref. Vroeë aanduidings toon dat hy moontlik deur 'n trop olifante doodgetrap is. Die minister van Openbare Werk en Infrastruktuur, Dean McPherson, sê tig stappe sal gedoen word teen senior amptenare wat betrokke was by 'n suurstofaanleg tenderbedrogsaak ter waarde van 800 miljoen rand. Dit volg op PricewaterhouseCoopers se forensiese ondersoek waarin vals dokumente en onreëlmatige verkrygingsprosesse aan die lig gebring is. McPherson beklemtoon aanspreeklikheid is nie onderhandelbaar nie.
It is deeply concerning that we seem to have learned very little from the modus operandi of state capture. What I did do and what I will continue to do is to demand accountability. I did not take an oath of office to protect wrongdoing. I took an oath of office to protect the Constitution and the people of South Africa. And I will not apologize for that. Not today or not ever.
Die hof hoor vandag 'n dringende aansoek van die MK-party aan dat president Cyril Ramaphosa se besluit om die minister van polisie Senzo Mkhono op spesiale verlof te plaas en 'n waarnemende minister aan te stel uitdaag. Die MK-party voer aan Ramaphosa het nie volgens die grondwet opgetree nie. Ramaphosa sê dis binne sy mag om ministers aan te stel en af te dank en hulle op spesiale verlof te plaas. Die Nasionale Raad van Provinsie sal intussen vandag die begrotingswetsontwerp oorweeg en aanneem. Die wetsontwerp is verlede week deur die nasionale vergadering aangeneem. Die parlementse woordvoerder Moloto Mutampo.
The NCOP is scheduled to consider this bill during its sitting on, and once adopted, it will be forwarded to the president for signing into law. And this will mark the crucial final step in the national budget process.
Die gesondheidsombudsman, professor Dewalo Mokoena, het sy bevindinge aangebied na aanleiding van 'n ondersoek na die behandeling, komplikasies en sterftes van pasiënte by twee Noord-Kaapse gesondheidsfasiliteite. Mokoena sê swak infrastruktuur, onvoldoende toerusting en wanbestuur het 'n rol gespeel in die twee sterftes by die Noord-Kaapse Geestesgesondheidshospitaal. Die voorval het plaasgevind terwyl die Noord-Kaapse Gesondheidshospitaal 'n krag tekort weens kabeldiefstal ervaar het.
The patients in the mental hospital suffered extreme cold exposure during the July peak of the winter's cold. One of them died from hypothermia and another developed multilobar pneumonia, while the third one possibly developed intracranial coagulation and stroke.
En nog nuus uit die buiteland. Russiese owerhede het 'n noodtoestand in die noordelike Kuril-eilande aangekondig na die tsunami wat veroorsaak is deur die massiewe aardbewing van 8,8. Die aardbewing het tot tsunami-waarskuwings en ontruimings in kusgebiede gelei, insluitend die Filippyne, Indonesië en Japan. 'n Tsunami-waarskuwing is vir die Weskus van Amerika ook uitgereik, die gouverneur van Hawaii, Josh Green.
You can expect a tsunami wave to hit the state and it will not just hit one beach. It will wrap around the islands very likely, therefore causing a wave in Hilo, in Kona, in Kauai, and on Maui. You have to be safe, and please do not come back out until we give you the all clear.
Ek is Chanel September terug met meer nuus in Engels om 1:00.
Yeah, that was the biggie this morning, eh? What? An 8.8 near Kamchatka in Russia. And Japan, of course, they were the first to go. Okay, well, let's just in case, let's hit the tsunami warning. I mean, what? Man, oh man, it's ongelooflike ding. We're just watching the Fukushima movie at the moment. Whoa, that was absolutely terrifying. We don't get things like that in Mzansi. Can we just have a whoop whoop?
Yay!
Yay! Oh, yay, yay. 8.8 on the Richter scale. That's an ongelooflike story. On a happier note, but still staying with the water.